Golfing legend Seve Ballesteros got a champion send-off today. His funeral was held in his hometown, the seaside village of Pedreña in northern Spain. Several of Europe's best golfers were there. Ballesteros lost his battle with a brain tumor this past Saturday at the age of 54. During his career, he'd won 5 major tournaments, including 2 Masters and 3 British Opens, but he'll be remembered for more than his victories. The world's Clark Boyd has this appreciation.
My abiding memory of Seve, yeah, he was good enough to be known by only one name, was his British Open victory at St. Andrews in 1984. I can still see him standing over that final putt on the 18th hole.
Seve lining up a shortish putt. This for a 3. And he's just done it. Oh!
In his autobiography, Seve called that the happiest moment of my whole sporting life, my moment of glory, my most fantastic shot. But it wasn't just the winning. It was the way he usually won. Seve made a career out of making impossible shots look easy. Just ask his former caddy, Billy Foster.
Nobody else played the game like Seve Ballesteros, you know. I mean, there's been many times I caddied for him, and it'd been situations that, you know, 99% of the golfers won't even dream of thinking about it, never mind playing the actual shot he attempted to play. I mean, at times we got into arguments over his ambitions to do certain shots, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, he pulled them off.
Seve perfected playing shots from his knees, blasting the ball through trees and shrubs.
But yeah, this is, could be Mickey Rooney playing this one, but fantastic. Improvisation from Seve Ballesteros, fantastic.
You know, he was like a bullfighter of golf.
South African golf great Gary Player knew Seve well and understood the Spaniard's appeal.
The average man in the street could associate with him because he was in the rough a lot and in the trees a lot, and you thought he was finished, and the next thing he's out of the trees, onto the green, and holds the putt, and he gets a birdie.
And that's exactly why Seve inspired a whole generation of golfers, especially in Europe. He was Tiger before Tiger, as English golfer Tony Jacklin put it. He's our Arnold Palmer, is how Nick Faldo said it. Seve's career as a player waned in the 1990s as back problems took their toll. He tried several comebacks to no avail. In 2004, he divorced from his wife, who then moved to Madrid with their 3 children. In 2007, Seve retired from golf. A year later, he was diagnosed with a brain tumor. In this BBC documentary, Seve said he was trying to fight his way through cancer the way he fought his way around a golf course.
Obviously, you have to understand that you will go through good times and bad times, and When the bad times arrive, you have to open the umbrella and wait for the rain to stop.
The skies in Seve's hometown of Pedreña were cloudy today as a Scottish piper led his funeral procession. It was fitting considering how much Seve Ballesteros loved Scottish courses and how much the Scottish crowds loved him. His 3 children carried his ashes into the church and placed them next to a photo of that indelible moment when he won at St. Andrews in 1984. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.